Blog Talk Radio.
Lord, I'm praying for my brother, because I know he wants to do your will.
Welcome to Restoration Online Ministry. I pray that you will be blessed by the word on today. I give God praise, glory, and honor for you joining our link on today. I want you to know that no matter what you may be going through in your life, God is able to change it and work it out in your favor. Just give it over to him and he will work it out. God bless you. Thank you again for joining our line on today. Continue to trust God and he will work for you. God bless you. Hugs and kisses from Restoration Online Ministry. God bless you. Have a wonderful one.
One of you, we give God praise, glory, and honor for you who are joining us on today. As we prepare to start, I'm going to give this a few more little minutes. Come in on the call. And as we give them a few more little minutes to come on the call, we're going to play a praise song. And we're going to give them a few more little minutes to come on. But welcome and God bless you. Thank you for joining Restoration Ministry live broadcast on today. We're so happy, and God is so good, and he is so amazing, and we're thankful just to be able to praise him together and to fellowship with one another. So let me play a praise song as we give us a few more little minutes to come in on our call and on our link. God bless you all. Thank you so much for joining on today. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord God.
worship him all over the house tonight. God is in the room to heal you tonight. His presence is here.
Hallelujah, Father God, we need you every day of our life. Hallelujah. Father God, we thank you for this day, Lord God. Father, we thank you, Father, for waking each and every one of us up this morning, Lord God. Father, we thank you, Lord God, for giving us the right frame of mind to come, Father, to seek you, to praise you, to worship you, and, Lord God, to honor you, Lord God. Father, we thank you, Lord God, for all the blessings, Father, that you give to each and every one of us, God. Father, we thank you, Lord God, for opening up our eyes this morning, Lord God, and giving us a brand new day, a brand new start, Lord God. Father, we ask you, Lord God, to touch each and every person, Lord, that's listening in on today, God. Father, you already know what our worries, our cares, and our needs, Lord, and we know, Father, that you already provide and already have moved on our behalf. But, Father, I ask you, Lord God, to restore all those who are listening, Father. Let everything, Lord God, that is said, that is heard, Lord God, will fall on good ground, God, that it bring forth a great harvest. Father, I ask you, Lord God, that you let your Holy Spirit lead and guide how you want this service to go. Father, we thank you, Lord God, for this blessing, Lord, this blessing, Father, to worship you and to praise you, Lord God. Father, we thank you, God, for always making a way out of no way for each and every one of us, God. Father, I ask you, Lord God, to touch the listeners, God, touch their families, Lord God, touch every area of their life, Father. I thank you, God, for today, God. I thank you, Father. Thank you, thank you, thank you, God, because, God, you are amazing, God. Thank you, God, for keeping us, God. Thank you, God, for the roof over our head, God. We thank you, Father, for the food in our body, God. We thank you, Father, for everything, God, that you give us, Father, everything that you do for us, God. We thank you, God, that you love us, God, when we don't even love ourselves, God. We thank you, God, that you forgive us, God, when we can't even sometimes forgive ourselves, God. But help us, God, to love others, God, the way that you love us, God. And help us to forgive those, God, who come up against us, God. Father, we ask you, Lord God, to lead and guide us in every way that you want us to go, Father. It's all about edifying and building up your kingdom. So, Father, we thank you, Lord God, right now, God. Have your way through this service, God. We thank you, thank you, thank you, Father. In your precious Son, Jesus' name, Father, we thank you and adore you, Lord God. Amen, amen, amen. Hallelujah, God, we thank you. We thank you, God. Thank you, Lord God, for this day. So we got to start our praise and worship on today. We're just so thankful and so happy for everything that God is doing for us in our lives, and we just thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah. God, we give you so much praise, glory, and honor, for this is the day, Lord God, that you have made, Father. And the Bible said, let us rejoice and be glad. And Father, we're happy on today. Hallelujah. We thank you, thank you, thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah, Lord, we thank you, Father, for everything. So we're going to play our praise song on today. And we got two, and our topic today is the peace of God. It's like no other. That is a great, powerful way to think about it, like the peace of God is like no other. And you have that peace of God, it's like it's something, it comforts you. It gives you like a joy like no other. And can't nobody take away that peace that God give you when you have gone through some trials and some struggles in your life and you're able to still wake up every day and just give God praise. That is a special peace to have, that you could praise him through your circumstances and your situations. You could just praise him. Hallelujah. So we're going to play our first praise song for the day. God bless you.
I just want to pray
forever. Come on.
Blessings and
We just want to thank you, Lord God, for all you do for us. Hallelujah. God, we thank you, thank you, thank you, God, for keeping us and blessing us. Hallelujah. We have one more praise song, and then we're going to get into our word on today. Thank you, Lord God, for always keeping us, Father. You are amazing, and you are so great to us. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you, God. Thank you, Lord God, that you know our name. Father, we thank you so much, God. We thank you. Thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah. We thank you, God. I know that I've told you one more song, but I want to do one more because the topic is the peace of God is like no other. And when you have that peace of God, it is like no other. Nobody could give you that peace like the peace that you have when God gives you that peace, when you get to know who he is. You have such a peace that is it's just so amazing. And what happens when you have that peace of God, you understand that he is the one that keeps us. He's the one that makes us happy. He's the one that makes us have joy in our life. So I got one more song for you. Then we're going to get into our word because I want you to get the feeling of what the topic is about and where we're going at and getting people to understand that that peace that we have with God is like no other. So I'm going to play the last song, and it says, you make me happy. He is the one that makes us happy. Then we're going to go into our word on today. God bless you. If you're just joining, welcome and thank you.
You make me happy. You make me whole. You take the pain away. I'm so in love with you. Be happy, you make me whole. You take the pain away. I'm so in love with you.
his life save our life. And with him is where we belong. His life saves our life. And with the him is where we belong. Our topic today is that the peace of God is like no other. So let's get into our word on today. Get in our scripture. Not going to hold you long, but we're going to get through the word of God on this morning. Thank you, Lord God. Father God, as we go into the word, Father, I ask you, Lord God, to touch each and every person, God. Allow the word to fall on good ground, Father. Father, I humble myself before you, Lord God. Father, I ask you, Lord God, to have your way. Give me what to say and how to say it. Father, I pray, Father, that the words, Father, that you're giving us on today, God, will help us, Lord God, to move forward in our life, Father. Help us understand about that peace that we get, Father, when we in the presence of you, Lord God, when we're seeking you, Lord God. Father, but I ask you, Lord God, to touch every heart, Father. Father, I ask you, Lord God, that if any hard shell around their hearts, God, I ask you, Lord God, to soften the ground, Lord God, to bring down that wall, God. So that your word, Father, would go in, Father, and that it would change our mindset, Lord God, that it would allow us to grow, Father, spiritually, Lord God. Father, we thank you, Lord God, right now for your word, Father. Just lead and guide on today. I thank you, Father, for our opportunity, God, to even be a vessel for you today. And I thank you so much, God. And praise, glory, and honor in Jesus' name we pray, Father. Amen. So let's get into our word on this morning for all of you. So we're going to be coming first out of the book of Psalms, fourth chapter. We're going to start at verse 6. And then we're going to read from easy to read on today. If you have your Bibles, feel free to follow along with me. And for those of you who are in the chat, I'm going to give you the link for the Bible scripture. If you want to follow along with me, feel free to do so. I'm reading from out of Bible Gateway. You have different many versions of the Bible that you can read to break it down to so everyone can get a clear understanding on where the scriptures are. But if you have your Bible, you can still follow along. It may read a little different, but it's the same word at the end of the day when you read it and get understanding. So we're going to start reading today out of Psalms, the fourth chapter, verses 6 through 8. And we're going to start. Many people say, I wish I could enjoy the good life. Lord, give us some of those blessings. But you have made me happier than they will ever be with all their wine and grain. When I go to bed, I sleep in peace. Because, Lord, you keep me safe. Now, as you read it, we always hear many people say, I wish I could have this. We always look at where other people are at in their life. I wish I could have the things that they have. I wish I could be in that place where they are. That's when you don't have that peace of God. Because when you have that peace of God, you understand that I'm okay with where I'm at. I'm okay with what God has already blessed me with. I'm at peace with this place that I'm in right now, and I'm trusting God that he will move me when it's time to be moved, and he will do what he needs to do because he already done so much. See, when you don't understand and know who God is, you would always have the desire to want what other people have. You're always watching what things around you is going on, and you feel like you're left out. But when you have that peace of God, you can sleep at night. You can be at rest. Because you're not worried about the things of the world because you already know that your Father God already have you. Now, as you see those scriptures, I want you to think about it. Sometime in our life, sometimes we look around and we be wanting things, right, that we see others have and we want to be in a position of where others are, right? And we constantly always worrying about having something like what other people have. And we have no peace because we want to have that. But let's read the word as to what God says about us that would help us to get that peace that is like no other. So we're going to move over now to Jeremiah 29:11-14, one of my favorite verses. And I like to use that one as I continue to go forward with the scripture, and you'll understand why I'm picking all these different verses on today as to why some of us don't have that peace that is like no other, because we're seeking happiness in things that is not of God, things that God don't haven't designed for us. Like, we desire other people's blessings, but it's not the blessings that God has for us. And we have to be comfortable with where we are and trust that God is going to move us to exactly where we need to be. But first, we have to learn how to trust in him and build up that relationship with him. So let's go to Jeremiah 29:11-14 on today. Sorry, me. And once again, those of you in the chat, I just gave you the link to follow on with me. Verse 11 says, I say this because I know the plans that I have for you. This message is from the Lord. I have good plans for you. I don't plan to hurt you. I plan to give you hope and good future. Then you will call my name. You will come to me and pray to me, and I will listen to you. You will search for me. And when you search for me with all your heart, you will be found. You will find me. Verse 14. I will let you find me. This message is from the Lord. And I will bring you back from your captivity. I force you to leave this place. But I will gather you from all the nations and places where I have sent you, says the Lord. And I will bring you back to this place. In other words, God didn't create you to suffer. So why are you not at peace within your life or where you at? God didn't create you to hurt you, to make you go through pain, but he created you to have a great future. And sometimes we get off the path of God, which is why we can't have that peace that God promised us that is like no other. Why? Because we're not understanding that God didn't create us to go through these things that we go through in our life. We're going to go through trials and struggles, but we have to also remain in that secret place of the Most High. Stay in that refuge place with him. Stay in that safety with him and know that he got us. So when we understand that God have us, we can be at peace with every battle that come up against us. We can chill in it. We don't have to stress about it. We don't have to worry about it. We don't have to desire things that is for other people and not us. Whatever blessing that God has for us, it is for us. Can't nobody take it from you. But what the enemy can make you do is back away from the things that God has promised you. Because the scripture just clearly tell you that I didn't create you to suffer. But the enemy will make you think that that's the only thing that God has sent you in this world for, is to suffer, to go through pain and hurt. When you look at the land of captivity, captivity means that we could get in depression. We could have low self-esteem. We could have anxiety. We could have spirits of suicidal thoughts. We could go through all kind of things in our life, and God could bring us up out of that, right? But we have to call on him. He said, when you call on me with your whole heart, I will hear you and deliver you. So when you're in chaos and confusion and there's no peace around you, but when you go to God with your whole heart, which means you pour it all out to him, when you give it all over to him, when you say, Lord God, this is what I'm going through, Father God, I ask you to bring peace in this situation, God, healing in my family, Lord God, deliver this stuff all around me, God, because, Father, I know that you are here. And, Father, I know that this year that is happening with me is not for me. This battle is not mine. So, Lord God, I'm going to chill. Lord God, I'm going to still praise you. Lord God, I'm still going to have that joy, Father, that you told me and that you promised me, God. I'm not going to let this stuff take me out of this peaceful place that I need to remain in, God. So we're going to go to our next verse. We're almost done with this word. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord God. So the next one we have is 1 Peter. We're going to go to 2 Timothy 1:7. And then we're going to go to 1 Peter. Why we have to know that we have to, that God give us this peace like no other, when we understand this as well. As you already just heard, that he did not create you to suffer. But now we're going to go to the next verse, and it's just one verse. It's 2 Timothy 1:7. And it says, the Spirit of God gave us does not make us afraid. His Spirit is the source of power and love and self-control. God didn't give us the spirit to fear nothing that is happening around us. But he has given us the spirit of power and love and self-control. If you're reading in King James, it says, God did not give us the spirit of fear, but he gave us the spirit of power, love, and of a sound mind, which means that our mind is supposed to be so grounded in the Lord that we don't allow nothing and nobody to rob us of that peace that God has already promised us. The peace of God sustains all things around us. It breaks down chains and shackles. It brings peace in your situations. That peace that God give us. When a doctor say what cannot be, we have that peace to say, you know what, Lord God, you are my provider. Father, you're the one that created me. Father, you know what's supposed to work in my body, what's not supposed to work, God. You have the last say-so over this situation, God. So I'm going to be in peace about this. Because, Father, you told me not to be in fear. You did not even give me that spirit of fear. Why should I worry about what is happening around me? Why should I worry about the things that is coming up against me? I'm going to stay in peace because, Father, you tell me all your words that you got many fighting for me that is coming up against me. Father, you tell me that you got your angels warring on my behalf all around me. So why am I afraid? Why can I not stay in the peace that you have for me, God? We understand and we get in the word and learn what God is telling us in this day and this time, right? That peace of the Lord is like no other. We ain't going to stress. We ain't going to worry. We ain't going to go through things. We're just going to stay in peace. We're going to be happy. We're going to wake up in the morning and say, Lord, I thank you for this day. Father, I give you praise for this day. Even if chaos is going on around you, you remain in peace. Because remember, he has given you the full armor. You must wear your full armor all day, all night. Never take a piece off. Because when you take it off, that's when the enemy come in. And those areas that you take those pieces off, that's when the enemy come in and try to rob you of that peace that God has given you. Right? You have to war every day. We got to stay with our armor on. We got to remain in that peace to know that God is fighting for you. The last verse for the day, hallelujah, thank you, God, is 1 Peter 5 and 7, and it says, give all your worries to him because he cares for you. Give all your worries to him because he cares for you. Give all your worries to him because he cares for you. King James would say, cast all your burdens and care on the Lord because he cares for you. Easy read says, give all your worries and cares to the Lord because he cares for you. He don't say, give me some. He don't say, just give me a little bit of what you're going through. He said, give me all of it. Give me all that you're going through so you can be in peace. Put it there before me and walk away from it. A lot of times we pray and say, Lord God, help me in this situation. And we're supposed to give it to him and walk away from it. But sometimes we keep going back to the situation. We keep going back looking at it. We get in doubt and we don't trust that God is going to move. Once you give it to him, as Jeremiah says, when you call on him with your whole heart, he hear you. He will find you. He will see you, right? He knows you. And that he didn't create you to suffer. But what he's going to do is bring you up out of that situation. What he is going to bring peace all around you. What it is that he's going to heal you from whatever it is that you're going through. It's going to give you the joy where it's lack he's going to provide. Because he tells us in his word, right? So in Psalms 23, the first chapter said, the Lord is your what? Shepherd. You shall not want a lack for nothing. Then he tells you in Psalms 27. And one, it says that the Lord is the light of my salvation. It's nothing and nobody that I should fear. That's what the Bible tells us, right? So we understand what God is telling us, then we can understand the peace of God is like no other. When we know who our Father is, when we understand who he is, stay in peace. We can be happy. We can wake up and be joyful. Sometimes you understand that when you are happy all the time, and you can praise God in your storms. You can praise God in your circumstances, right? The enemy, he can't stand that. Because he think that he didn't knock you out, but he come and find you still praising God. Because why, you already know what God has told you. This peace that God has given me, you can't take it from me, devil. The more that we get into the word of God, the more that I read my scriptures, I understand that my Father is always watching over me. I understand my Father ain't going to let nothing hurt me or harm me. I understand that my Father is my protector, my provider, my keeper. I understand that my Father created me in his likeness and image. I understand that my Father sent his Son to die for me, and there is no greater love than love that he gave. So I'm going to stay in this peace, devil. You can't take it from me. Yes, doctors may say this. Yes, this one may come at me this way, or that situation may happen, or I may go through this trial or this circumstance, but I am going to stay in the peace. Why? Because as long as I'm in the secret place of the Most High, I'm abiding in him. He is my refuge place. I can stay here and be happy because God is not going to let nothing come in here and bother me because he is my Father. And he's the Father that loves me. And he's the Father that knows me. And he's the Father that sees me. Same way that we are with our parents. Those of us that grew up with our parents and our grandparents and stuff, what happens? I give you like when I used to be at school and I would act out. And sometimes get in fights, right? And sometimes kids are like, you always be this bigger kid that want to fight me, right? But I may be scared when I'm outside the house, right? But when I get to that gate, right, I'm not scared. Why I'm not scared? I'm at peace then because I know that my grandma and granddaddy going to come out there and they're going to handle the situation, right? I'm in the yard. I'm safe. And the same thing with God. You can have that peace of God that is. It's like no other when you stay in the safety of him, when you stay around him, when you get in his word, when you get to know him, when you spend time with him, right? You ain't got to worry because you could be like, you know what, devil? You can't come in here and bother me because as long as I'm here with my Father and I know who he is and he know who I am, I ain't even worried about you, devil. You're going to throw all kind of darts my way, but my Father is here. My Father is warring on my behalf and he's watching everything that's happening around me. And he's not letting it come in there to take me out. So I'm going to be happy. I'm going to praise God. I'm going to have joy, and I'm going to smile. And some days, Lord, even when I get in a mode that I cry, Father, you always remind me of who I am. You always remind me, Lord God, that you love me. And Father, you always give that peace back to me. When the enemy is trying to take it away from me, God, you already remind us each and every time that I love you. There is no greater love than love that I gave when I sent my Son to you. You created my likeness and image. Why are you worried about what you're going to eat or where you're going to sleep or what you're going to wear? Don't I provide for the lilies and the sparrows in the air? Didn't I create you in my likeness and image, and you're the only thing that is breathing my breath? So why are you not at peace about this situation? I've given you power and authority to speak over yourself, life. Right? I give you power and authority to speak blessings over your situation. I give you power and authority to declare and declare that your family is going to be blessed, that your family is going to be saved. I've given you that power. So why are you worried? Why are you stressing? Why are you not at peace? Get in that word and understand who you are so you can be at peace at all times. And it's a peace is like no other when you learn who God is. God has given us power to speak healing over our situation. He has given us power to bring peace in our home. He's given us power and authority, right? You have power within your tongue to either speak blessings or curse over your family and over your situations, right? If you wake up in the morning, you say, woe is me. Oh, I don't know how I'm going to make it. Then that's how your day going to be. But if you wake up in the morning and say, Lord God, I thank you, Father, for another day. I'm blessed, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Father, that you woke me up. God, I thank you, Father, for your favor that is all around me. I thank you, Lord God, that you have many blessings prepared for me on today. I thank you, God. Thank you, Lord God. Father, this day is going to be a good day, Lord God. Today is going to be amazing. Day, Lord God. Father, I'm going to love like you told me to love them. Forgive them, even if they don't forgive me, Lord God. I'm going to walk in the ways, Father, that you asked me to walk in. Father God, and even, Lord God, the days, God, that I'm tested, Father, that my flesh is tested, God. And Lord God, you're going to keep me. Father, I'm praying, Father, that you, Lord God, continue to guide me, Father, so I can keep in this peace that you have for me. And I thank you, Lord God, for this word on today. And I want you all just know that that peace of God is like no other. The peace of God that when you didn't go through some things in your life that you can still get up and praise God. That's how you know you have a peace of God that is like no other. Because not just sometimes, if any of you look at your life, sometimes look at other people around you, and you see where you are in your life. Sometimes, as that scripture says, that people are wondering, can I have? What was the first scripture tell us? Like, people are seeking to want to know, can I have that, what they have? Can I have what they have? Can I have this? Verse 6 in Psalm says, many people say, I wish I could enjoy the good life. Lord, give us some of those blessings. You already have blessings in your life. Sometimes we want what others have, and we don't appreciate where we are in our life. You know that as many people would like to tread shoes with you at any given time, so you got to be thankful and happy for where you are in your life and what God has blessed you to have at this moment, because all that could be taken from you at a snap of a finger. So you have to have that peace of God that is like no other. Be happy with what you have. Be happy what God has blessed you to have. Be happy about that. Sometimes we say, well, Lord, I only got a one-bedroom apartment, and I see this person's house, and Lord, I want to have that kind of joy like they over there. But think about it. If somebody somewhere, even on the street today, so when you can't have peace about where you at and that peace of God that will make you be happy about what he's already doing for you, he says if you can't appreciate the small blessings, how could you even expect to appreciate the big blessings when he give it to you? And be happy with the small things that he do for you already. How do you expect him to want to give you the big blessings? God is looking for us to be grateful for what we have. So when the blessings come in, it's well deserved. I thank God for this word on today. So be at peace, family. I ain't have to keep you long. I'm going to open up the line. But I wish you have anything to say, and God bless each and every one of you. So y'all ain't have to keep you long to get the word in today. God bless you. Don't you have anything to say before I close out the message on today? Lord God. Thank you, God. You guys. And I pray that you all have got something out of the word today. Thank God for this word today. God, he is so amazing to us. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, thank you, thank you, God. But at peace. So at this time, Evangelist, did you have anything before I close out the line?
I'm going to say the peace of God, if you don't have it, I'm telling you, oh, my God. When you're in peace with him and you come to know him and you draw near to him and you feel that your hands are not clean, and you don't have a pure heart. But once you start reading his word and getting close to him, oh, the peace within, oh, my God. It's like no other. I say I am at peace because the closer I get to him, the more knowledge he brings to me and to my heart and my family. Oh, my God. It's peace like no other. So when someone comes at you and attacks you, your person, and when I say your personality, your business, your family, your all, the peace within you, it would bounce off you. And it would not even faze you. You don't even have to speak negative back to them. You don't even have to go into a long, drawn-out debate about anything. That's the kind of peace you want. Amen? Amen.
Thank you, Evangelist. Thank God for the word on today. Thank God for all of you on today who joined in with us on today. We'll be back on next Sunday for our live broadcast. And remember, on May 10th, it will be our first Bible study back online, and we'll be talking about faith. I'll be open for you to call in to speak on the live broadcast. We welcome each and every one of you. Please share our link with whomever you like to. All our messages are recorded. All the messages are there for you to listen to them any time of the day that you want to hear a word. It's there. You can share a link with whomever you like to share it with. You can give it to whomever. Only time that we're on live is when I come on live, but all the recordings is there to listen to them anytime. The Bible study will be on May 10th with our first Bible study back since I've been back on doing the broadcast on Wednesday. And the Bible study is going to start at 8 o'clock p.m. because I try to give those that are in the West Coast time to come home from work and be settled to be on the live if they want to. So it's going to be 8 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time on May 10th. Please give it out, the information to others. They don't have to be on these different sites to listen to the broadcast. You can give it to somebody in the store, the link, the phone number. They can listen to it. It don't have to be on this site. We broadcast from all over. So share the link to whomever you like to. Thank God for you. Pastor Gloria, I see your number popped up. Did you have something to say before I close out today? God bless you.
Yes. God bless you as well. First of all, I want to say that I enjoyed your service as always, in Jesus' name. And I want to add on as well to what you said. The Holy Spirit has to be in us in order for us to have that peace. We cannot have that peace without the Holy Spirit, for the flesh profit us nothing. And a lot of times we may operate and go back and forth into our flesh, which causes confusion and separate us from the ways of God. So it's very important that we, as you were saying, we stay in the Word and we focus not on the insight and the so-called knowledge and wisdom that the world has, and take on the wisdom of God in order to establish that peace. Because we have to remember that this world is influenced by Satan. No one want to talk about that too tough. Influenced by Satan. And therefore, Satan has his input into the mind of the flesh, into the mind of society, sometimes even in the minds of our family. And we grow up with curses, generational curses that we that try to influence us or may have influenced us. So we have to get a new mindset in the Holy Spirit, a change of mind in the things of God, that we separate ourselves from the worldly thoughts and the worldly view of things and the generational curses that we've been exposed to from family, bringing, and we get a new mindset. And the Bible, God's Word, help us to get that, to grow into Holy Spirit, to grow into the spiritual things of God. And that does not happen overnight. It is a daily process because we're always dealing with different spirits around us, monitoring spirits. The demons are trying to, attempting to steal, as you said earlier in your preaching, steal from us. So the goal is to keep ourselves in the Holy Spirit, and when we do fall, repent. Because when you don't repent, when you do sin, you open the door for the devil to steal your peace. When you don't get back into the Lord, when you don't correct your ways, then you open up yourself for Satan to use you. So it's very important to repent, because we all fall short of God's glory. Until the day we die, until Jesus returns, we're always going to be dealing with the flesh and the spirit. Because remember, the word says, the spirit is an enemy to the flesh, and the flesh is an enemy to the spirit. And we're still in this world, so we're still going to have temptation. So the thing is, to keep, as you said, to keep our peace, stay in the word, pray, fast. And when we do, because like I said, we all fall short of God's glory, and we all sin daily, known or unknown sin, and to repent and ask God to reveal what's in our heart, what's keeping us from having peace, you know. So these are the things that we stay at the feet of Jesus, as you said, because he is our glory. And that's all I want to say. And you have a blessed day, everyone. And enjoy the rest of the week. God bless you, and I love you. And thank you so much, Pastor Parker, for your word and your dedication that you have given, you know, to Ivy and to many others. May God bless you. Have a blessed day. Bye bye.
Amen. Thank you. We thank God for the word. We thank God for each person that listened on today, and we're going to close out in prayer. So want to make a donation to the ministry to keep the blog going, keep it going, however way you want to do. We have our Cash App information, and we have our PayPal there on the link. Feel free to do so if you want to make an email to me, and you want to have one-on-one prayer, feel free to send the email to restorationministryonline@gmail.com. restorationministryonline@gmail.com. Feel free to email me. If there's any song that you want me to play on a Sunday service, please send the song so I can download the song to my system. We can play it on that Sunday that we come. So God bless each and every one of you. Thank you all so much for just prayer. Father God, we thank you, Lord God, for the service. Each and every listener, Lord God. I ask you to be with them and their families as they go about their way this week. Father, I ask you to bless the families, Lord God, who are having. Father, we ask you, Lord God, that you provide. Father, we pray for any homeless person on today, Lord. Pray, Father God, that you will send people that will be complete, God, that they will be a blessing to them and not a hindrance. Father, we pray for any child, Lord God, who's lost, Lord, in a foster home or orphanage, Lord God. We pray, Father God, that the people, Lord God, are doing what they're supposed to do by them, Lord God. Father, we pray for the families, Lord God, that have gone, God. Be with them as they go through this process this week, Lord God. Thank you, Father God. We thank you, Father. We pray for all our loved ones, Lord God, who are in the hospital right now, Lord God. We pray for bodies, Father, that you will heal them, Lord God, that you bring them home to their families, Lord God. Father, whatever the sickness that... Father, we speak healing right now, Father. And Father, you say that when we speak it out of our mouth, Father, that, Lord God, you hear us, Father, and that you would answer our prayers, Father. We're praying, Father, for our mothers, our fathers, our siblings, Lord God, our spouses, Lord God. Father, we're praying for our children, our grandchildren, Lord God, our nieces and nephews, Father. We ask you, Lord God, to give us a fresh word to read as we go about our way this week. Father, we pray for our children, Lord God, those, Lord God, who are graduating from high school or college, Lord God, and these past this month, Lord God, and the month coming forward, Lord God. Father, we thank you for our young people, Lord God, who made it through school, Lord God. We pray, Father God, for the families, Lord God. We pray, Father God, that you put your hedge protection all around all our children, Lord God, as they're celebrating their prom week and graduation week, Lord God. Allow them, Lord God, to be safe. They traveling to and from, Lord God. Father God, and we pray for those that are still in school, God, with hedge protection all around our children, God. Keep them safe, Father, and bring them back home to us and sound, Lord. We thank you so much, God. We praise you. We give you glory. Lord, we give you honor. And Jesus, pray, Lord God. Amen, amen. I ask you to continue to keep praying for each and every one of our loved ones, Lord God. I ask each and every one of you, let's pray for one another. Pray for people in your neighborhood. Pray for people that you don't even have to know them. Just pray, because each and every one things behind the scenes that maybe we don't even talk about. So I ask you to pray for one another. Pray for the other. And show the love that God has given us, because all of us are going through some struggles. And this day and time, the enemy is busy. All families, lift it up in prayer. Lift it up in prayer. In our world, pray for all these countries. People, bless you. I love you all so much. Thank you. Continue to pray for me and my family as I continue to pray for you and your family. Love you all so much. Enjoy your week. We'll see you on next Sunday, same time, same place. God bless you. Enjoy your week. Amen.